WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship, Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 10 above. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 17. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 11 below. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news talk and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation,
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion's brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves. Protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Stanley. Hey, welcome. Exactly. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio, and we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting and thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad, running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome, where, you know, we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape, or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of, stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that that can swing, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. and supports so much of its entire state infrastructure, all of the, you know, all the tributaries that are linked to the
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
Post Kriselova cuts and shoots. The three is in for Post Kriselova.
We're down to 10. Douglas across the timeline. Straight down the middle of the court. Left hand layup is in with 6 seconds.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin, where the Badgers wrap up a three-game homestand tonight with a matchup against 10th-ranked Ohio State. Wisconsin comes in after a loss to Northwestern on Sunday, 70-67. The Buckeyes come in losers of three in a row. They were 19-0 before this three-game losing streak, so they're trying to get back on track for the first time in three games. Well, coming up on tonight's pregame show, we'll take a look at the Buckeyes with assistant coach Kate Barnett. Noski will take a look at the Badger numbers in the Badger notebook, and when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes tonight, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
In Madison at the Kohl Center, it's time for Wisconsin versus Ohio State tonight. Now joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. Let's go to Sunday. What was the biggest reason Northwestern was able to come out on top in a what would be a three-point game at the end?
Turnovers probably for us. I mean, we shared the ball, a lot, quite a bit. I think we had 18 assists in the game, but we shared a little bit too much with Northwestern as well. And I think that down the stretch, we gave them too much momentum there. Third quarter, I think we were up 8 going into the fourth, but I think we gave them life. And a little bit too much hope, and with the turnovers, I think that's really what made the difference.
Over 8,200 fans, though, showed up, the most at a Badger game since 2016, I believe that year is. What does it mean to be able to have that type of support?
It meant everything. You know, I think we know that there is a community here that supports not only Badger sports, but Badger women's sports. And, on a day where we're celebrating so many incredible things, right? Teresa Huff, Alumni Weekend, National Girls and Women's Sport Day. I think to see that there are that many young kids who have aspirations or just joy of sport, and to know that we could leave an indelible mark on them. And it's not necessarily about the outcome. Obviously, we'd love to win the game, but more than that, it's the exposure. And for them to see strong women out there playing a game that, you know, just a few 50 short years ago, they weren't able to.
Well, best of luck tonight.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. That's head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll get a scout of the Ohio State Buckeyes coming up next with assistant coach Kate Barnoski. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
At the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin faces Ohio State tonight. Now joined by Badgers assistant coach Kate Barnoski. The Buckeyes, number 10 in the country, but they've lost three straight games. When you look back at the film, what's the biggest reason they've fallen three straight times?
A lot of teams have been able to handle their pressure and slow them down, so we're going to try to do that just that tonight. But they're a really good team, so I don't think the last couple of games is a reflection of who they are. I think they're, you know, we got to take them really seriously and come out and play our best.
What kind of pressure will they present that you need to handle?
Yeah, they press for most of the game, so the 2-2-1 press after all made baskets, and then after free throws they're going to pick up in a 1-2-1-1, so we're ready for both and just got to take care of the ball.
Taylor Mikesell is their leading scorer. She's a three-point threat. What can you tell me about her?
Yeah, she's a really good player. She's a great three-point shooter, but she's really good off the bounce too. She's, you know, just a really good all-around player and makes them go. Got to have really good team defense against her.
They've had some big injuries to a couple of different players, so that means, you know, more playing time for a freshman like Cody McMahon. What kind of player is she on the court?
Yeah, she's a really great player, having a great freshman year for them and definitely taking advantage of her opportunity with the injuries. But she's a really strong physical player, gets the rim really well. So try to play off her a little bit, play her for the drive and try to take away her strengths.
Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Kate Barnoski. It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes coming up. We've got more on the pregame show, including the Badger Notebook, which comes your way next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of low around 10 above. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 17. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 11 below. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Back courtside at the Kohl Center, time for the Badger Notebook. John Audius with you. It is 2-8 Wisconsin. That's their Big Ten record. Coming up against 8-3 Ohio State tonight. The Buckeyes come in ranked 10th in the country. Now the Badgers are coming off a loss on Sunday to Northwestern, 70-67. In that game, UW led by as many as 16 points at a 15-point lead in the second half, but could not hang on, and that handed Northwestern its first win of the season. Despite that loss, it was a great turnout out. Largest crowd for a women's basketball game at the Kohl Center since January 31st of 2016. 8,217 fans showed up, and it was a dynamite atmosphere. Sarah Williams has continued to produce offensively. The freshman has now scored in double figures in six straight games. Over her last two games, she's averaging 19.5 points per game. Williams went for 21 points against the Wildcats. Keep it right here. When we come back, quick spin around the Big Ten. Then it's Big Ten Women's Hoops. It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Back courtside at the Kohl Center. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. Just two Big Ten women's basketball games in action. Of course, one here tonight at the Kohl Center. Number 10, Ohio State, taking on Wisconsin. Also, fourth-ranked Indiana is at Minnesota. On Monday of this week, Maryland topped Penn State 87-66, and the eighth-ranked Terrapins are now in third place in the conference at 9-2. Indiana leads the way at 10-1, followed by Iowa at 9-1. Ohio State is fourth behind Maryland at 8-3. Illinois and Michigan both 7-4. Wisconsin comes into tonight's matchup at 2-8, 13th place in the Big Ten standings. Keep it right here when we come back. Starting lineups in the opening tip-off between the Badgers and the Buckeyes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. It is Wisconsin and Ohio State. The Badgers come in with two Big Ten wins. They are 2-8 in the conference, 7-15 overall. The Buckeyes are 19-3 overall and 8-3 in Big Ten play. Let's take a look at the lineups. First for Kevin McGuff's team out of Columbus. Ricky Harris is a 5'10 redshirt junior. She's out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Taylor Theory is 5'11 and a sophomore from Cleveland, Ohio. Rebecca Mikulashikova is 6'4" and a senior. Taylor Mikesell leads the team in scoring. The 5'11 senior gets the start. She is a transfer from Oregon, also played at Maryland, too. And Cody McMahon is a 6-foot freshman and plays forward. That's the starting five for the Ohio State Buckeyes. They come in averaging 83.7 points per game as a team. That is number six in the entire country. Take a look at the Badger lineup now for Marissa Mosley. As I mentioned, the Badgers, two Big Ten wins so far this season. They're 2-8 in the conference. And Brooke Schrammick is a 6-foot junior guard from Naperville, Illinois. Averages 11 points per game, shoots 47% from the floor. Julie Postmichalova, 6-foot senior from the Czech Republic, second on the team in scoring, 12.4 points per game, but she leads them in assists at just over 4 assists per contest. Postmichalova recently reached the 1,000 point mark in her Wisconsin career. Moving on with the starting five, it's Maddie Wilkie. She is a 5'10 redshirt freshman, third on the team in scoring, 11.6 points per game this season, 11 times this year. She's been able to score in double figures. Sarah Williams is 6'4 and a freshman. 12.8 points per game leads the way for Wisconsin this season. She's had six straight games scoring double figures, and over her last two games, she's averaging 19.5 points per at 21 in the Badgers' loss on Sunday. Avery LaBarbera, 5'6" guard out of Harrison, New York. 11 times this season, she's put up double figures, scores around 11 points per game. She's a transfer from Holy Cross, and that is the starting lineup for the Wisconsin Badgers. So the Badgers and the Buckeyes meeting. Wisconsin and Ohio State have split the last four games they've played, 2-2. And in fact, Wisconsin, last time they played the Buckeyes here at the Kohl Center, it was a victory for the UW. Badgers beat Ohio State on February 10th of 2021, 75-70. And when you take a look at Ohio State, their freshman, Cody McMahon, I mentioned her. We're going to see a lot of her. She averages 14 points per game. That's second best on the team. She also grabs 5.3 rebounds per game. Taylor Theory is another one that we're going to have to watch on the Buckeyes side. Another double-figure scorer for Ohio State at 13.4 per game. She also grabs 8.3 rebounds per game. That is a team high. Rebecca Mikulashikova, early in this season, was putting up 20-point efforts. She's cooled off a bit, but overall, she scores 12 points per game, and she also grabs about 4.5 rebounds per game. So we'll keep an eye on those players for Ohio State, and they're still waiting for one of their big stars to get back on the court. J.C. Sheldon, a 5'10 senior, a 2022 preseason All Big Ten selection. She was someone that perhaps could have played in this game, but Kevin McGuff and the coaching staff are going to hold her out for at least one more contest. As far as the Badgers, we'll keep an eye, like I said, on Sarah Williams, who just continues to produce offensively. And, hey, defensively, too, she's been outstanding. Five times this season, she's had three or more blocks in a game. So Sarah Williams is a name. Badger fans, if you're not familiar with, you're going to get familiar with her because she just puts up some outstanding numbers. So the two teams now walking to center court here, ready to tip this off here at the Kohl Center. It is the last of three straight games at the Kohl Center for Wisconsin before they hit the road for a Sunday matchup against Rutgers. But now it's top 10 meeting with Ohio State. Sarah Williams, 6'4" in the center circle for Wisconsin. Taylor Theory, 5'11" sophomore in the center circle for Ohio State. And we are ready to get underway with this game here tonight. Ball's in the air, and it's controlled by the Buckeyes. Back tap by Theory, and here comes Ohio State. Ricky Harris, the redshirt junior, moves it left to right with the dribble. Has it in the front court. Top of the key finds Mike Sell. Snaps off a quick three, and it's straight through. Three-pointer drops for Taylor. Mike Sell, 36% three-point shooter this season for Ohio State. And it's a 3-0 lead for the Buckeyes just underway. Now, here's this pressure that we were talking about in the pregame. The Badgers just get it across the timeline. Wilkie has it. Left baseline. Driving. Runner. Good. Good to see Maddie Wilkie get going early. And the Badger redshirt freshman drops that one through for the Badgers. 3-2 Ohio State. 9:23 to go. First quarter. Buckeyes McMahon fires a pass inside. It's off the hands of Theory. It's loose on the floor. And a tie-up will have Wisconsin gaining possession. Possession arrow to the Badgers. Theory bobbled it and then got tied up. So it'll be Wisconsin basketball. And once again, that full court press put on. But first, Taylor Theory has to head to the bench for the Buckeyes. And it looks like she has a cut on her left knee, so they're going to have to take a little bit of time here to wrap that up and make sure that's secure. Now she's all bandaged up and we're ready to go. 3-2 Ohio State just underway in the first quarter here in Madison. And a quick whistle as Stramick inbounds. And then they stop play. And they're going to let her go again. And now another whistle. What's going on here? I think Stramick had moved on the inbound, and Ohio State's claiming you can't run the baseline. And so the official stopped play and actually gave it back to Stramick to do it again. And now another official stopped play and says, hold on, what are we doing? They changed possession. It's Ohio State ball. And now Marissa Mosley wants an explanation. They give the ball to Ohio State. I think that's the right call. Because Stramick was inbounding on the baseline. It was not after a made basket, so she's not allowed to move, run that baseline. So now it's the Buckeyes' ball. They'll throw it over the top of the Badger defense. Caught by Mike Sell. Wilkie defends. Nikulashikova sets the screen. Flare screen. Giving it right back to Rebecca. Misses the shot off the hands of Harris. Grabbed by Wisconsin's Avery LaBarbara. Right to left. She flies into the front court. Leaves it off for Pospisilova, who runs all the way to the rim. Reverses it up and in with the left hand. Wisconsin attacked on that possession. 4-3 the Badgers. 8:53 to play first quarter. Harris has it out on top for the Buckeyes. Gives it off to Theory. Defended by LaBarbara. Now Mike Sell catches. She's dangerous from the outside. The bounce short corner jumper on the left. Nikulashikova knocks it down. Both teams coming out firing in the first. 8:35 to play, first quarter. In backcourt pressure, Badgers up the right sideline. The pass finds Wilkie. She'll dribble across half court. Defended by Harris. Switches to the right hand. Wisconsin 2 of 3 from the floor. 2 of 2 from the floor. Ohio State 2 of 3 from the field. LaBarbara has it. Left wing. Tightly defended by Theory. Shot clock's under 10. Slip screen by Williams. LaBarbara then throws to her right. Caught by Wilkie. Launches a long three. It's short. Long rebound into the hands of Ohio State's Harris. Pushes with a pass to the right. Here's Mike Sell in rhythm. Three is good. She leads the team in three-point makes and three-point attempts and shoots 36% from downtown. It's an 8-4 Ohio State lead, 7:54 to play in the first quarter. LaBarbara wide open, out on top, lets it go and drains it. Don't leave Avery that wide open. A LaBarbara bomb, and it's 8-7. Wisconsin trails by one, 7:36 to play first quarter. 10th-ranked Ohio State in town. Harris has it. Just left at the wheel. Skips it to the far side. Mikulashikova tries the three, no good. Offensive rebound. Theory reverse. Missed it short. Got it back again. Low on the right. Puts it back up off the backboard for two. Ohio State by three at 10-7. Wisconsin inbounding. Backcourt pressure again. Buckeyes double. Post Pishalova. Bouncing to Schrammick. Passes across midcourt. Caught by Wilkie. Wilkie then pivots on her right foot, looking for somewhere to go. Now the Badgers set up their offense. Hand off to Post Pishalova. Steers it over to LaBarbara. Harris stepping up. Now Williams will set the screen on Harris. LaBarbara left hand dribble to the left elbow. Lowers her head. Tries to go again. Gets bumped by Harris and a foul. Avery fell to the floor. It'll be a foul against Ricky Harris, who did not like that call. And Harris, the redshirt junior, picks up her first foul. It is team foul number one against the Buckeyes. LaBarbara gives it up to Williams off the baseline inbounds. Back to Avery. Left corner. Thought about the three. Throws it out to Schrammick out on top. Ball fake. Now lost it. Got it back. And they're going to call it double dribble. Yeah. I thought it got knocked away, but they're going to call the double dribble on Schrammick. 6:47 to play, first quarter. 10-7, Ohio State on top of the Badgers. Wisconsin 3 of 4 from the floor, so they've come out red hot. 4 of 7 for Ohio State. That's 57% shooting. Mike Zell on the left. Post Pishalova closes out defensively. Harris catches out on top. Harris looking inside. Now passes high post. It's Theory back out to Mike Zell. 15 on the shot clock. She'll run around Post Pishalova. Runner's no good. Williams hauls it in for the Badgers. Outlet right sideline. LaBarbara into the front court. High on the right side. Changes directions to the top of the...
Having some technical difficulties in Madison. 4:43 to play first quarter. Ohio State 12, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Oddie is with you. 4:31 now to play in the first quarter. Ohio State with a basket, making it 14-9. Buckeyes over the Badgers. Here comes Maddie Wilkie up the right side for Wisconsin. Wilkie gives it off to Bosie Chalova. Now Wilkie bounces. Here's Postbisalova on the baseline. Back out. Schrammick tries the three straight on. It's a touch too strong. Down low. Rebound. Wilkie up and in. There's Maddie Wilkie, the redshirt freshman for the Badgers, putting it up and in for two more. Good start for Wilkie. She's got 4 points. And the Badgers trail 10th-ranked Ohio State by three. 3:56 to play in the first quarter. Buckeyes ball. McMahon, freshman, gives it up. Mid-post on the right to Mika Ostrikova. Her spin move, and the shot is rejected by Schrammick. Badger ball. Other side, LaBarbera tries a bounce pass in transition that goes out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. That's something that plagued the Badgers on Sunday against Northwestern. Talking with head coach Marissa Mosley, asked her what was the difference. She said turnovers. Team turned it over 21 times, with Northwestern scoring 18 points off those 21 Badger turnovers. 3:39 and counting to play in the first quarter. 14-11, Buckeyes over the Badgers. 3:34 and counting to go in this first quarter. Mike Sell bounces, baseline on the right. That's Miku Lashikova. Also Mike Sell, defended by Postbisalova. Left hand dribble to the top of the arc. Julie P. follows her, throws it back to the right. Miku Lashikova drains the three. And Ohio State knocks down its third three-pointer of the quarter. 3:13 to play in the first, 17-11. Buckeyes over the Badgers. Backcourt pass knocked away. Postbisalova gave it up. Steal and the finish by Theory. Down low on the left. Two more for the Buckeyes, 19-11. This Ohio State team can walk away with the basketball. They lead the Big Ten in steals per game at 12.5. The Badgers break the press, rather. Here's a mid-range jumper by LaBarbera on the left. It's too strong. Rebounded Buckeyes. Mike Sell, front court, leaves it off left side. Here's a three in transition, and another three-point shot falls. That's Emma Shumate, the 6'1 sophomore. She just knocked down a three-pointer. Shumate playing about 10 minutes per game, hits the three-pointer. It is the fourth three-pointer of the quarter for the Buckeyes, and it forces a timeout. So a timeout taken by head coach Marissa Mosley, and I believe
Learfield is listening. I believe we can switch back, and yes, we have. All right, there we go. Sorry about those technical difficulties. 2:42 to play. First quarter, it's the Buckeyes 22, the Badgers 11. 22-11 is your score. Ohio State's on an 8-0 run. And now it is the largest lead of the game for OSU. LaBarbera passes in the front court to Wilkie. Wilkie has it. 2:38 to play in the first. Gives it back out. Topside three is in the air, and it rolls through for LaBarbera. Second LaBarbera bomb from downtown of the quarter. She's got 6 points to lead the way for Wisconsin. 2:25 to play first quarter. Ohio State in the front court. That stopped an 8-0 run. Now a long two in the corner is good by Mike Sell. Wisconsin breaks the press with a dangerous pass over the top of the defense. It's off the hands of Wilkie, and now it's stolen. Mike Sell, three, right side. That one pops out. Rebound Theory down low. Copeland got a hand on it, and now they're going to call Copeland with the foul. That was a lot of basketball on that one. Love to see a replay of that. That is team foul number two now against Wisconsin. 10-point Ohio State lead. And Taylor Theory steps to the free throw line, where she's a 76% free throw shooter this season. And the first one is well short. Badgers 6 of 10 shooting from the field. Ohio State 10 of 16. Buckeyes have hit four threes. Wisconsin has hit two. Theory makes the second, so she goes 1 of 2. Here comes Julie Pospisilova into the game for Maddie Wilkie. 2:01 to play, first quarter. Wisconsin trying to break that pressure in the backcourt one more time. LaBarbera has it right sideline. Now she's double, throws it back to Schrammick, who passes into the front court to Copeland, who attacks from the right, jumps into two defenders, got tied up in a jump ball. Possession arrow, Ohio State. Buckeyes ball in the front court. Harris gives it up to Walker. It's Ebony Walker in the game to the corner. Mike Sell tries another three. No good. Theory, another offensive rebound. Leaves it off for her teammate who missed it down low on the left. Back out to Harris for a three. That one's no good. Another offensive rebound. That's Walker. One dribble up low on the left. Good. Left-hand finish. Offensive rebounding was an issue for Wisconsin on Sunday against Northwestern. They gave up 14 offensive rebounds in the first half. Settled down to give up 18 in the game, but that was part of the deal also on Sunday afternoon. Tonight, offensive rebounds, 6 in the first quarter for Ohio State. 1:07 to play in the quarter. Pass inside intended for Pospisilova. Gets deflected off the backboard, and it's picked up by the Buckeyes. Harris, front court, LaBarbera defends. Harris on the right wing, switches to the left hand. Flips it to Walker, high post at the left elbow. She'll pivot on her left foot, face Williams. Try the 15-footer, it's no good. Down low, Theory fighting for it. Wisconsin fighting for it, and it's ripped away by Pospisilova. Wisconsin, front court. Left wing, Copeland. Toss down low on the left. Here's Williams working on Walker. Williams double teamed. Williams pivoting. Williams traveled. Traveling turnover for Wisconsin. Buckeyes send some subs in. Here comes Ronnie Porter now. The 5'4 freshman for the Badgers will run the point. In for LaBarbera. And Kevin McGuff sends Caitlin Costner in, 5'8 sophomore. Mike Sell dribbles across the timeline for Ohio State. Porter gives her some space. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Mike Sell. High on the right side, takes a look at her head coach, Kevin McGuff, down to 14 to go in the quarter. Shot clock and game clock are almost identical. Now Mike Sell gives it up to Theory. Theory in the lane with 4 seconds, leaves it for Walker. Jumper's good from about 10 feet, just right of the lane, and that'll end quarter number one here at the Kohl Center. And Ohio State puts 29 on the board in the first, and the Buckeyes lead the Badgers by 15. 29-14 after the first 10 minutes here tonight. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't be at the actual game? Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Nine points in the first quarter for Ohio State, and the 10th-ranked Buckeyes lead the Badgers after 10 minutes. 29-14, Ohio State shot 54% in that quarter. Wisconsin outshot them percentage-wise, 60-54%. But the Buckeyes hit 12 out of 22 shots. Wisconsin attempted just 10. So Ohio State made more shots than the Badgers attempted in that first quarter. But Wisconsin, a positive, did hit at a pretty high percentage, like I mentioned, 6 of 10. We'll get you station ID here in just a second as the second quarter is underway with Ronnie Porter handling the basketball, giving it up to Schrammick. Steers it over to Pospisilova, guides it over to Wilkie, feeds it inside. There's a shot missed low on the left by Williams. Rebounded by the Buckeyes. McMahon in transition, and the Buckeyes are running to Theory, and she dribbled it off her leg. Turnover, Ohio State. I mentioned the Buckeyes lead the conference in steals per game at 12.5. They've got 5 in that first quarter. 5 of them and 6 offensive rebounds as well in that first quarter. Wisconsin breaks the pressure. Wilkie has it. Left corner 3 is in the air. It's no good. Skims off the rim. Into the hands of Williams. 1 dribble. Left hand layup. High off the window and it's in. Athletic play there by the 6'4" freshman Sarah Williams. 29-16. First basket of the second quarter goes to Bucky. Buckeyes basketball now. Theory to McMahon out on top. Has it. Clean line left to Mike Sill. Top of the key. Mike Sill almost went up with it and traveled instead. Puts it on the floor. Drives. Kicks to Walker at the free throw line. Jumpers in. Ebony Walker, the 6-foot senior transfer from Syracuse. Knocks down the Buckeyes' first shot of the second quarter. 31-16 OSU over Wisconsin. Here's Wilkie backcourt. Gives it up to Pospisilova. Julie P. has it on the left wing. Looking inside, can't get it to Williams. Instead, finds Wilkie, who spins over to Porter. Porter has it high on the right side. Giving her space is McMahon, the freshman. That's freshman versus freshman. Porter lobs. Schrammick catches. High post. Trying to get away from trouble with one dribble. The Pospisilova shot clock's at 3. Pospisilova mid-range fadeaway, no good on the left. Rebound bounces into the hands of Mike Sell. 8:24 to play, second quarter. OSU ball. They lead it 31-16. Walker steers it over to the left. Now Theory drives in the lane, takes one big hop, goes up, got fouled. Taylor Theory, the 5'11 sophomore, will head to the free throw line to shoot a pair where she's 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Ohio State as a team isn't the best free throw shooting team. In fact, they're near the bottom of the Big Ten stats. They're 12th in free throw percentage as a team at 69%. Theory is 76% this season. She missed another. She's already missed 2 here in this first half. 31-16, 10th-ranked Ohio State leading Wisconsin. It's the last of 3 straight home games for the Badgers before they hit the road for Big Ten play in Piscataway against Rutgers. 8:13 to play. Second one falls. Second quarter. Here's LaBarbera crossing the timeline for Wisconsin, where the Badgers will now set up camp. LaBarbera has it, defended by McMahon. Hands off to Wilkie. Back over to Avery. Now she's trying to back down to McMahon. Screen set by Williams, and a foul called on that screen. But not against Sarah Williams. Or is it? Let's take a look who they call that. It's McMahon gets the foul.